Hi Bonnie, this is your puppy, and tonight I'm going to read your bedtime story to you. This one is called Snow White and Rose Red, a favourite family fairy tale. This one was read to me by my parents to me, Bonnie, and now I want to read it to you. As I open the book up, there are two beautiful young women in very pretty dresses outside their front door. And outside the front door are some rose bushes. Let's read the story. There once was a widow who had two young daughters, as busy and cheerful as they could be. They were also as lovely as the roses, white and red, which bloomed beside their cottage door. So their mother called them Snow White and Rose Red. The two children loved each other dearly and often played together deep in the forest, gathering berries here and there. No beast of the forest would do the girls harm. The little hare would eat leaves from their hands. The shy fawn grazed fearlessly by their side, and the birds sat perched on the low boughs, singing as if nobody were near. During the long winters, the two girls stayed close by the hearth, keeping their mother's cottage shining neat. In the evenings, when the snow was falling out of doors, the mother would tell them stories. All the while, the two girls sat over their spinning and their lamb and dove dozed nearby. One evening, there came a knock on the door.
"Make haste and open the door, Rose Red," said the mother. "Some traveller is seeking shelter."
It was no poor man at the door, but a great bear who poked in his furry black head. Snow White and Rose Red were frightened. Then the bear spoke quietly. "Do not be afraid," he said. "I will do you no harm."
"Poor bear," said the mother. "Come in and lie down by the fire, only take care you do not burn your fur coat."
So the bear stretched himself before the fire and growled contentedly as Snow White and Rose Red, no longer afraid, brushed the snow from his dark, furry coat. All night the bear lay beside the hearth. In the morning the children let him out, and he disappeared into the woods. But every evening after that, he came back to his warm shelter. Soon the cottage door was left unlatched until the girl's furry playmate was once more safe inside. When spring came and the forest was green again, the bear made his farewells. "All summer I must stay in the forest," he said. "All summer long I must seek for my treasure." Then he disappeared among the trees, leaving his playmates behind. Soon afterwards, the mother sent Snow White and Rose Red into the woods to gather sticks for kindling. There they came upon a dwarf with an old wrinkled face and a snow-white beard that was 3 feet long. The end of his beard was caught, alas, in the crack of a fallen tree, and he jumped up and down in helpless rage, for he could not pull it free.
"Why do you stand there staring, silly girls?" the angry little man cried. "Come and help me."
The girls tried hard to pull out the beard, but it was too tightly caught.
"There is only one way," said Snow White. And she pulled out her little pocket scissors and snipped off the end of his beard.
As soon as the dwarf found he was free, he snatched up a sack of gold which had been hidden among the roots of the tree, and he stamped away, grumbling to himself,
"Stupid girls, to cut off the tip of my beautiful beard. Bad luck to you, I say."
It was not long after that that Snow White and Rose Red went fishing one day,
There, beside the brook, they found a little figure jumping up and down. It was the dwarf, with his beard caught in a fish line, and at the other end of the line was a great fish who was dragging him towards the water.
"Surely you don't go into the water," said Rose Red.
"Of course not, stupid girl. Don't you see the fish is pulling me in? Do something, why don't you, to help?"
The girls tried to untangle beard and line, but they were too tightly entwined.
"There is no other way,"
said Snow White, pulling out her little pocket scissors, and she snipped away the tangled length of beard.
"Now you have disfigured me," screamed the dwarf,
and scooping up a sack of pearls which had lain amongst the rushes, he stamped away, grumbling. It was not long after this that the mother sent her two daughters off to the village to buy laces and ribbons and pins. As they were crossing an open rocky field, they heard a pitiful cry. Running toward the sound, they found a great bird about to carry off the dwarf, who was struggling frantically. The girls snatched at the little man and held him fast until the bird gave up the struggle and flew away. As soon as the dwarf had recovered his breath, he burst out,
"See what you have done now? See the holes you've torn in my coat with your rough handling, you clumsy creatures?"
And with that, he shouldered a sack of precious stones and stamped away among the rocks. The girls were not surprised by his thanklessness. They went on their way to town. But, as they were crossing the same field, homeward bound, they met the dwarf again. He had emptied the sack of precious stones on a flat-topped rock and stood admiring their brilliant colours glittering in the evening sun. Snow White and Rose Red had no sooner stopped to admire them too than they heard a great growl from the forest behind them, and out came their friend, the bear. At the sight of the bear, the dwarf shook with fright.
"Do not eat me, Mr. Bear," he begged. "Take my treasure instead, or take these young girls. They will make you a tender meal."
The angry bear swung out one huge paw. It sent the dwarf spinning through the air, and he was never seen again. Snow White and Rose Red were frightened, but the bear spoke kindly to them, and as they watched, his bear skin slipped to the ground. Before them stood a handsome young prince dressed in cloth of gold. "That dwarf had stolen my treasure and bewitched me," he explained to the girls. "Only his death could set me free." Snow White and the prince were very soon married, and his brother married Rose Red. Their mother lived with them in the palace, and before the door she planted her rose trees, which blossomed every year, white and red. So there you have it, Bonnie, Snow White and Rose Red. Read to you tonight by your Poppy, who loves you. Night night, Bon. Night night, Bon.